Good evening, everybody. We're live in the Stevenson's Pest Control Press Box. It's Pisgah baseball tonight. The Bears take on our arch rivals, the Tuscola Mountaineers. Tim Surratt here, Jack Webb alongside, and Jack Cuat back at the station. Glad to have you tonight. Hey, we're brought to you in part by Ken Wilson Ford, Champion Credit Union, A1 Storage, Vestas Uniforms, Kent Insurance, Forga Contracting, Custom Paving, Mike's Heating and Air. Welcome to the game, everybody. We're excited to bring you the ball game tonight, and we're hoping for a repeat of Tuesday night's game as the Bears just look dominant, Jack. They just look dominant. They beat the Mounties 12-0, and in the sixth inning, there's no better feeling in the world than mercy ruling your opponent, your arch rival.
Correct. Yeah.
Well, their pitching was great. Landon Wright struck out 11, his usual outing, and his usual deal. And then he hit a two-run homer. Then he hit a two-run home run. It was crazy night. Everybody on the team was just hitting the ball all over the place. So we're excited to get that going, and we'll have it for you in just a minute. We'll have the lineups. Jack, let's talk about tonight's keys to the game brought to you by Forga Contracting. What do you think, Jack?
Zach Wester pitching.
If he's dialed in. Now, he did have to come into the game in Smoky the other night, and I think he pitched two innings, but not a lot. But pitch count will be a thing.
Yeah.
But Landon Wright may have a few pitches left. Maddox, I don't know how many Braden Surratt threw on Wednesday night, 70-some maybe. But they've got arms, and that's been our strong suit, except for the Tuscola game on Tuesday, where they absolutely blasted the ball all over the place. Well, we'll be back in just a moment for starting lineups and the national anthem, and we'll have first pitch just shortly. You're listening to Pisgah Baseball on WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net.
Mike's Heating and Cooling has been serving Western North Carolina for 30 years. Mike's can take care of all your heating, cooling, and air quality needs. Call Mike's today to schedule a spring tune-up. Mention this ad and receive $10 off your service call. Visit us online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or give us a call at 828-665-4343. That's 828-665-4343. Mike's Heating and Cooling.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Nothing hurts my mom, but she showed anyway. She'd always say, you do what you need to do to take care of yourself. But she thought that meant she had to do it on her own. We were trained to help others, but there's strength in finding help for yourself, too. We're in this together. Even the toughest of us might not know where to go to get a little support.
Encourage women who have served to learn more about the VA care and benefits they've earned. The VA Women Veterans Call Center connects veterans with personalized information on VA services that can make a difference. Call 1-855-VA-WOMEN or visit www.womenshealth.va.gov. 1-855-VA-WOMEN or visit www.womenshealth.va.gov.
Black Bear Spring Sports on WPTL Canton.
Welcome to Pisgah Baseball. We're in the Stevenson Press Box on the campus of Pisgah Baseball. Charles Wells Ballpark. Spring Sports is brought to you in part by Ken Wilson, Vestas Uniforms, Canton Insurance, A1 Storage, Champion Credit Union, Forga Contracting, Stevenson's Pest Control, WPTL, and Custom Paving. So they're just announcing the Bears coming onto the field, the starting lineup. and we'll have the national anthem in a couple of seconds.
Zach Wester. Playing first base, number 18, Owen Rigsby.
Wanted to let you know that each base hit and home run is going to be sponsored by Custom Paving. And we have the A1 Storage Player of the Game after the game. Time for spring sports and spring cleaning. Do you have storage problems? A1 Storage, with 13 convenient locations serving Haywood, Jackson, and Macon counties. Keep all the stuff you love at A1 Storage, where your stuff is our business. I think we're getting ready for the national anthem, so you're going to be able to hear it on the radio.
All right, there you go. We're ready for baseball tonight here in Canton between two of the conference leaders. Of course, Pisgah in first place, undefeated in the Mountain Eight Conference so far. I think Tuscola has lost a couple. Mill whistle blows. We're almost set for first pitch as Zach Wester takes the mound for his warm-up tosses. Glad to have you with us tonight. Jack, what's the latest on the girls' softball game as Pisgah and Tuscola are playing just across the river?
I think it was 15-7.
15-7 in favor of Pisgah?
Yes.
Sweet.
I think.
Well, they did another comeback then because, as I passed by and I glanced at the scoreboard, I saw that it was 5-1 in favor of Tuscola, and that's as I was driving over here. Jack's trying to play the broadcast over his phone there, but 15-7 is best as we can ascertain here. So the Bears on the field for this county clash 2.0. The Bears big winners the other night, 12-0 in Waynesville. Everything went right, and as we saw on Wednesday night, and I mentioned it, I think, on the air, just because you run rule them the first time, that doesn't mean a thing.
That's correct, yeah.
They run ruled Smoky Mountain in the first
Finally.
Game here, and then the Wednesday night was just an absolute nail-biter. So,
8-4, right?
8-4.
But it was 1-1 for a long time,
It was 1-1. Both teams gave up unearned runs in the first, and then nobody scored again until, I think, the sixth. So it was a long scoring drought. Good pitching. Braden Surratt pitched well. No unearned runs through.
Twice in the game.
Yeah, he pitched four innings and then came in to close it down, which I didn't know you could do in high school baseball, but yes, you can. And then Maddox Wright pitched. Zach Wester pitched. I think Jackson Lehman might have pitched a little bit.
He did. So up to bat for Tuscola is going to be Mason Harrell, the pitcher, followed by Ian Omsler,
that's right,
left fielder, and Sean Gilliland, the first baseman.
Mason Harrell, tonight's pitcher. He's going to, by the way, Rockingham Community College after this season to play baseball. First pitch on the way from Zach Wester is a curveball. Strike on the outside corner. Good start. I think it seems to me like everybody's sitting fastball for Zach's first pitch. You always want to get the first pitch across, but the curveball's so good. 0-1. There's a swing and a miss off a changeup. He's not seen the fastball yet, I don't believe.
No. Only two pitches.
Yep. Let's see if he uncorks it here on an 0-2 pitch. Zach, from the windup, the pitch. A curveball again outside this time. One ball, two strikes. Big old crowd here tonight. The JVs won their game against Tuscola.
And last I heard,
there's fastball. Just missed. Crowd groans. I mean, just missed. So count even 2-2 now.
Softball was 15-7.
Was that a final?
I think so.
That's awesome. 2-2 pitch. Fastball. Struck him out looking. He found his mark on that outside corner. So one away now. No score. We're just underway here in Canton. Sure glad to have you. You still got time to get down here. By the way, Appalachian Smoke is here if you want some great barbecue and watch a great ball game. Ian Omsler, the pitcher from the first meeting Tuesday night, steps in. Curveball misses low. Starts him off one ball and no strikes. No score yet here. We're just underway in the top of the first. Pisgah and Tuscola. 1-0 pitch from Zach Wester. Curveball, that one's hammered into center. Hope the sun is not a problem. There we go. Isaiah Mintz, the junior center fielder, all-conference. And you can see a veteran out there. Ian Onsler hit the ball hard, but
not too hard.
Not too hard. Stayed in the park, and Isaiah made a good play to his left and tracked it down. He made some running catches in Smokey the other night that were amazing. Sean Gilliland, the first baseman, steps in. First pitch is a fastball for a strike. 0-1 now. Two away. No score. Pitch. Curveball. Swing and a miss. He was a mile ahead of that one. Sean Gillen. Tall young man. Tall ones make good first basemen. Here's an 0-2 pitch from Zach Wester. Two outs. That one's in the dirt. Looked like maybe the changeup again, but it was about 2 feet too short.
He hadn't thrown the fastball a lot yet.
Not yet. He got Mason with that last pitch with a fastball on the outside edge. But, no, he's definitely starting him off with breaking stuff. One ball, two strikes, two outs here. There's a fastball. Blew it by him, and
yep,
that'll do it.
Struck out.
Two strikeouts and a flyout. And quick work for Zach Wester as Pisgah keeps Tuscola off the base pads. And that'll do it for the top of the first. Hey, another sponsor for tonight we'd like to thank, First Citizens Bank, a full-service bank for all your banking needs. Open your personal or small business account today with convenient locations in Canton and Waynesville and Hazelwood. First Citizens Bank, helping families and small businesses for 120-plus years.
I think it's 127.
127. Baseball always means it's springtime, by the way. And you can do a spring insurance checkup with Canton Insurance Services, longtime sponsors of Pisgah Baseball. Call Michelle Baxley or one of her staff at 648-6550 for all your personal or business insurance needs.
So up to bat for the Bears is going to be Maddox Rott, the shortstop, followed by Braden Surratt at second base, and Isaiah Mintz in center field.
The lineup has really been solidified for the last month or so since Coach Harold Shepard tweaked around and moved Maddox to leadoff. He's gotten on base a lot. And then Braden started out the season red hot, hitting doubles and singles all over the place. Cooled off a little bit, but his bunting is he bunted
incredible.
One to third.
Yep.
Yeah, he bunted. He got a bun RBI the other night. And he also got a sacrifice fly in the Tuscola game for an RBI. Him and Boone Carver have been jockeying back and forth with the RBI lead all season. And Boone with that massive two-run shot the other night. The funny part, Boone was at our house yesterday. They were goofing around.
Yeah.
And they were yakking about the RBI lead, and Boone was laughing. He said, "I took the lead last night." And I said, "Well, they actually, the official scorer gave Braden an RBI for that bunt." He's like, "You're kidding."
Yeah.
But everybody, it's been all hands on deck and everybody really being productive. The entire lineup. Oh, by the way, Landon Wright's hit home runs in two consecutive games this week.
Hope that helps again.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Boone's Boone's two-run homer took the lead, and then Landon really popped it open.
Shortstop, number four, Maddox Wright.
So Maddox Wright steps in, leading off for the Bears against big right-hander Mason Harrell. Maddox done a good job getting them done. He's done that great job all along. There's the first pitch is high with a fastball. Mason Harrell, of course, as we mentioned, I spoke with Coach Zach Shepherd of Tuscola, and we knew this, of course. He's going to Rockingham Community College to play. Next pitch, swing and a miss. He swung over the top of that one. Looked like, I don't know what it was. Looked like
a ball.
Yeah, some sort of breaking ball. 1-1 to count. As we start the bottom of the first, no score here in Canton. 1-1 pitch. That is inside. I thought he was going to call it a strike there for a second. So two balls and a strike to Maddox Wright. Crowd gets quiet. It's kind of like a golf tournament out here until something happens. Two balls and a strike. The pitch swung on with that same pitch he missed a minute ago. So now the count even 2-2. Maddox looks back and at Braden Surratt on deck and gives him a word of advice about whatever that is. It's a good pitch, whatever it is. A 2-2 pitch. Nobody on, nobody out. Bottom of the first. Oh, he called him strike three. Called strike three. A little high, but Maddox is a tall kid. So both teams lead off with strikeouts.
Second baseman, number 10, Braden Surratt.
So Braden Surratt, second baseman, comes to the plate, gets some instruction from Harold Shepherd at third, facing his old friend, Mason Harrell. These boys played together on travel ball and everything else. First pitch, fastball outside. Gives another look at Coach Shepherd and back in the box. Big crowd on the hill in center field tonight. I saw a grill and a propane tank. 1-0 pitch, there's a strike. With another fastball. 1-1 to count. Nobody on, nobody out, and no score here in Canton. Pisgah and Tuscola for the second time this week. 1-1 pitch is outside, a little bit low in the dirt, too, on the curveball. Two balls and a strike. Braden told us today he hoped to. Mason's a good quality pitcher, but they're hoping to get to the bullpen early tonight. That's what they're hoping for, as it always case. There's a pitch. Braden hits one. Could get down. It's down for a base hit. Into center field. Braden Surratt with a solid single. That gets it moving. Now that brings Isaiah Mintz to the plate.
Center fielder.
That'll make Braden feel good. As I said, he and the opposing pitcher, Mason Harrell, are longtime friends, as all these boys are. It's a war for seven innings tonight, or however long it goes, long or short. But after that, they'll be shaking hands and taking pictures together. Is this the last time a lot of these boys will meet on the field? Isaiah Mintz, first pitch is high. 1-0 to Isaiah Mintz, one out. Braden Surratt on first after that solid single. No score here. We're in the bottom of the first. Beautiful crowd here tonight. Weather is perfect, not a hint of a breeze. You need to get on down here. Join the rest of the Canton Knights. Oh, big swing from Isaiah, but he swung over the top of a curveball, so the count even at 1-1 now. Again, Braden Surratt on first after a solid single. He leads off. Mason gives him a cursory glance. Now comes to the plate. Strike at the knees. I think he fooled Isaiah on that one. Isaiah was looking for something else and kind of buckled him a little. No score again here in Canton. We'll try to update you as much as possible. We get into the excitement of the game. It's hard. Pitch. There's a fly ball, but foul off to the right. And every kid in Haywood County is chasing that foul ball. There's at least seven or eight of them went after it. So Braden with a good hit, that's a good sign for the Bears. He's been in a little bit of a lull lately. He's been productive, but not hitting the ball all that much in the last week or two, but that's a good sign. The one ball, two strikes now, throw back to first. Braden in on his belly. He'll be excited about that, get his uniform dirty. His mother, not so much. They're white uniforms tonight. I should have mentioned that. Pisgah in the all-white uniforms. Tuscola in the all-blacks. There's one on the outside and a little too far outside. A fastball missed. And again, the even count, 2-2. Well, the good news is every at-bat so far has been a good at-bat and making him expend a lot of pitches. There's the throw back over to first. Braden dives in safely again.
More dust on the uniform.
Oh, yeah. They hosed the field down, but in this weather, it doesn't take long to dry back out. 2-2 pitch. Oh, it's outside again. Ball trickles away from the catcher. That's Jonas Jones behind the plate. No, that was, you call that a strike?
No.
I'm not sure what happened.
I guess he did.
I guess he did.
Number eight.
I'm not sure what happened
catcher.
On that.
Boom.
Regardless, it's a strikeout. And now there's two outs. I'm not sure what happened there. But Boone Carver steps in with Braden Surratt on first. Two outs. No score here in the bottom of the first. Mason Harrell pitching. Oh, there's a hot drive.
A hot one.
A drive.
Bye, baby. Bye, baby.
Wow,
bye, baby.
It's out of here. Out of here. And the second game in a row, Boone Carver with a two-run bomb. Braden Surratt hits the plate. Boone Carver again for the second game in a row. I'm watching his dad off to my left. Pisgah leads 2-0. Outstanding. They get to do, they've waited all year to do that home run celebration. They've done it. They've done it four times this week.
That was a bomb, man.
That was a no-doubter. Absolute no-doubter. Hey, that home run brought to you tonight by
third baseman, number 13.
Custom Paving.
Landon
Wright to the plate now, and he had a home run. He's had two this week, one a big one in Tuscola to right center, and then he pulled one hard in Smoky on Wednesday night down the left field line and just crushed it. First pitch inside, ball one. So Pisgah with a first inning 2-0 lead.
I like it.
I do too. Let's see if they can hold it there. You love giving Zach Wester a little bit of a cushion. Next pitch is a little bit low with a fastball. Two-oh pitch, floats a curveball and a really nice one in there for strike one to Landon Wright. Off to a good start here tonight, which is what you really, really want. Two balls and a strike, pitch, swing and a miss on that curveball. Gets away from the catcher, but nothing hurt because Boone cleared the bases. That was an absolute bomb. Line drive over the left fielder's head and up that slope about 20 feet. It was a bomb. But at the matter at hand, even count 2-2 with two outs now. To Landry Wright, Mason Harrell from the windup pitch. Misses outside. A little bit low. Count goes full with two outs now. Zane Wilson on deck. Should Landon reach? Oh, got him with the curveball. As the boys say, he got sorted. But the damage is done in the first. That's the end of the first. And on the swing of Boone Carver, Pisgah leads Tuscola 2-0. That'll do it for the first. Back to the station for a word from our sponsors. You're listening to Pisgah Baseball on WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
She was 27 years old. She took the gun that my grandfather had given her for self-defense. She never got to see her son grow up to be anything. Because she had easy access to a gun, I've been robbed of that relationship.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. With safe gun storage, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the action. It's Pisgah Spring Sports on WPTL Canton.
We're back live at the Wells Complex here in Canton. As Pisgah leads Tuscola 2-0 after a moonshot from Boone Carver. We're live. Tim Surratt, Jack Webb, and the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box.
Up to bat for the Mountaineers is going to be August Fama.
Yeah, August Fama, the third baseman.
Then Eli Freeman, and then Landry Webb.
4, 5, and 6. Zach Wester on the mound. The first pitch is a fastball. He checked his swing. August Fama. And my son has played with him when they were smaller. And he looks like a Sherman tank now, and he was so small back in those days. 1 ball, curveball in there for a strike. So 1-1 count now. Like to say hello to all the folks from any of the folks from Waynesville, Tuscola fans listening in tonight. There's another curveball hit into right field. That's going to drop foul. I had to watch the umpire there as we're obstructed from that view by the Pisgah dugout. August Fama now down 1-2. Pisgah leads 2-0 here in the top of the second. Zach Wester on the mound for the Bears. 1-2. The pitch. Fastball swing and a miss, and down goes August Fama. That high fastball is just, it's got to look like a beach ball coming up here. 3 strikeouts now for Zach.
That's Eli Freeman.
Eli Freeman, the right fielder, comes in to hit. First pitch is a curveball, fouled right on top of the plate. Got a text. Mark Pinkston listening in from Lubbock, Texas tonight. Boone Carver to the mound to have a little word with Zach Wester, who is cruising so far. We're super early in the game, top of the second. Pisgah leads 2-0. Eli Freeman, a senior at Tuscola, fine ball player. And he's got some small college interest. Tuscola coach was telling me before the game. But he's facing Zach Wester with an 0-1 count right now. Here's the pitch. Curveball again. He could not hold up. Strike two. Tried to check his swing, but it went around too far already. 0-2 count. Let's see what Zach dials up. Fastball. He tried the high fastball again, about 90 miles an hour, but it was too high. So 1-2. Warmest night so far in Canton. Here's a pitch. Curveball. Swing and a miss. Got him. Strikeout number 4. Zach Wester looking very good so far. Shortstop Landry Webb to the plate now. Pisgah leads 2-0 here in the top of the second with 2 outs and nobody on. Curveball swinging a miss. That is a deadly pitch, man. It just breaks so much and it's got so much movement. It looks like strike and then it's just not.
That's a good combination. Curveball, fastball.
Oh, it's crazy. There's another curveball. Same result. Swing and a miss. About a 6-pitch inning here would be awesome. Save that arm. 0-2 pitch. 2 outs. Nobody on. Curveball again. Misses outside. Say hello to our press box crew tonight. The Duchess of Papertown and Mr. John Johnson. Pitch. Oh, he got bat on ball, but it's foul ball. He hit it a mile high off to the right. So the count remains 1-2. That fastball, they're just good to foul it off right now. 1-2 pitch, 2 outs. Oh, that one curved too much. Zach was not happy with it. Oh, they make an appeal to first. Zach was trying to lobby for it. He walked off the mound like he'd struck him out. Folks still matriculating in here. I learned that word watching the Masters the other week. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Pisgah leads 2-0. Pitch, fastball hit into center. Isaiah Mintz, two steps in, one step back, and that'll do it for Tuscola in the top of the first. Nice play again by.
Three up, three down.
We love that. Hey, let me remind you, and I should have reminded you before now. I'll be on the air Monday night, every Monday and Wednesday night with Paper Town Roots Radio. Mondays and Wednesdays from 7 to 10 in the p.m., not the a.m.
Whatever you want to do.
Yes, sir. No.
It's 3 a.m.
What? The old road hog uses 7 o'clock p.m. at night. I'll play you 3 hours of great bluegrass, classic country, gospel music, Americana. It'll be 3 hours of music you won't find anywhere else. I'll promise you that. We have a great time. Jack drops by quite often. We have a good time doing that stuff. It's just wonderful to be able to play that good music. Get a healthy dose of Balsam Range and Upstream Rebellion and all the other great bands around here and the ones I know all over the world. When you play music as long as I have, you've met them all just about. So it's fun to talk about them and play their music. That's Paper Town Roots Radio every Monday and Wednesday night.
So up to bat for the Bears is going to be Zane Wilson, the left fielder, Zach Wester, the pitcher, and then first baseman, Owen Rigsby.
Yeah,
Owen Rigsby.
Owen had a big game the other day. He's hitting the ball well right now, man. They've been DHing for him for a little part of the season, but he's really dialed in and hitting well. Zach Wester's been tearing the cover off the ball.
Oh, yes.
He nearly hit one out in Tuscola tonight. He lacked about a foot going over.
Number 9, Zane Wilson.
Zane Wilson to the plate. He's been a great addition to the Bears. Leading off now is Pisgah with a 2-0 lead here in the bottom of the second. Mason Harrell fires. Strike on the inside corner. 0-1 now to Zane Wilson. Just underway in the bottom of the second. Mason Harrell fires. That one's hit. That may get down. No.
Nope.
Nice play by the left fielder. Line drive. Nice play. So that'll retire Zane. He hit it well, just right at a guy.
Your pitcher.
What do we call that? Adam
Number
bomb.
Five,
hit a bomb right at him. Zach Wester to the plate. Zach Wester, who's cruising on the mound so far tonight, comes in, takes a pitch up and inside.
Curveball.
Missed high and inside with that one. Again, Pisgah leads 2-0 off the home run from Boone Carver, his second of the week. Pisgah bat's getting hot at the right time of the year. There's a strike called at the knees.
Curveball.
One ball, one strike. One count, one out. Zach Wester at the plate facing Mason Harrell. That one's outside. Appeal to the see if he checked his swing, and he did. So two balls and a strike. One out now. Pisgah leading 2-0, bottom of the second. Mason Harrell kicks, fires. That was a ball just missed on the outside edge.
Three and one.
3-1 count. Oh, good curveball. Buckled his knees a little bit. Full count now to Zach Wester. See if he gives him something to hit. He has sure been hitting it lately. 3-2 pitch. Oh, he got him with that curveball. Struck him out. Zach makes that face that only he can make when he strikes out. Like, so two away now is Mason Harrell having a good inning this time. First baseman, Owen Rigsby now. Owen Rigsby, who's been hitting the ball extremely well the last couple of weeks. Steps in. Harrell fires. Fastball just misses outside. He's thrown a lot of pitches in two innings. I will say that. The boys are making good at bats. Even if they make an out, that's still good baseball. 1-0 pitch is in the dirt. 2-0 now.
Harrell has four strikeouts.
Mason has four strikeouts already.
Yep.
He's a good pitcher. He's a good player all the way around, man. He'll be playing, like I said earlier, at Rockingham Community College. Pitch. Curveball ends there for a strike, and Owen knew it, but I think he was just taken all the way there. So two balls and a strike. Two outs now, and Pisgah leading 2-0. Biggest crowd of the year on the hill behind the scoreboard tonight in center field, left center. Here's the pitch in the dirt. Count even 2-2. Tell it's full-blown baseball season. The bumblebees are all over the press box.
Yeah, the wood borers.
The wood borers. 3-1 to Owen Rigsby. Two outs, nobody on. Pisgah leads 2-0. Pitch, got that curveball. See if it gets down. He hit it well.
Yep,
left fielder down. Coming on. It's down.
Yep.
It's down. Another hit for Owen Rigsby, who's really coming on here in this part of the year.
Now, Daddy.
Jackson Lehman to the plate. Owen, not much of a threat to steal.
You never know.
You never know. Jackson is he is speedy as all get out and a good bunter. So let's see if Harrell tries to pull the trigger on something like that, Coach Harrell Shepard. Pisgah with their third base runner of the night. First pitch. Oh, it's a swinging bunt, but he goes foul. He just got a little piece of it and almost was an excellent bunt.
But no.
Shares a laugh with the Tuscola catcher. So Owen won the count to Jackson Lehman with Owen Rigsby on first after that solid single. But they're two outs now. From the stretch in the dirt with a fastball. So one ball, one strike. Boy, what a nice crowd. Bleachers are just about at capacity, I would say they are. And a lot of folks in their own chairs. And big lineup of guys standing around, as always. 1-1 pitch, curveball, fouled right back at us. I thought I was going to get him make a play, Jack, which I failed miserably at last year, as I recall, the only one we got. One ball, two strikes now to Jackson Lehman. See if we make something happen here in the bottom of the second with a 2-0 lead for Pisgah. One ball, two strikes, pitch high with a fastball. Another even count. It's 4, 5, 6 pitches every at bat. I love that. Patient at the plate. Even though he's striking some out, he's expending energy. 2-2. See if he throws that curve. No, he missed outside. Full count again.
Owen will be going.
Yep. Full count. Two outs.
Sorry.
No, you're good. You're right. No, and they knew it too, so the throwback to first. And Owen back in time. Another dirty uniform. Badge of honor to these boys. There's pitch. Gets away, swinging strike three, but gets away from the catcher. He's there. No, they called him out.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. That was I wish we had the ABS challenge. I don't think that was. The first baseman throws high from the catcher on the drop third strike. And the first baseman, Sean Gillen, who's tall anyway, had to make a jump for it. And look, clearly like the batter beat it out, but he was called out. And regardless, that'll do it. So no runs for the Bears. One hit and one left on. And a good start again. We're brought to you tonight by these wonderful sponsors. Ken Wilson, Bestest Uniforms, Canton Insurances, A1 Storage, Champion Credit Union, Forga Contracting, Stevenson's Pest Control, WPTL, Custom Paving, and Papertown Roots Radio.
That was Harrell's fifth strikeout.
Fifth strikeout for Mason. Yeah. I tell you, he's a good pitcher. We knew it'd be a pitcher's duel, and the fact that we're on the board early is a big, big deal. With Zach on the mound, I mean, He gave up some an earned run the other night, I think, for the first time this year.
Yeah.
In Silva at Smoky Mountain the other night. But there's nobody you'd rather have on the mound.
So up to bat for the Mountaineers is going to be Jonas Jones, the catcher.
Right.
Cameron Hall, the DH, and Elijah Hampton in the nine hole.
Yep. Zach Wester completes his warm-up pitches. They'll gather on the mound and touch gloves and be ready to go. Again, Pisgah in their home whites tonight, all white with black hats. Tuscola in all black with yellow numbers. White helmets, the most part. The catcher, Jonas Jones, steps in against Zach. It's going to be a arms race, no pun intended, tonight with the good pitching we have.
Fastball. Strike.
Strike one. Oh, one pitch. His curveball popped right over our heads. Got a piece up to stay alive.
0-2.
Yes, sir. Oh, 2 pitch. Fastball swing and a miss, and down
strike.
He goes.
Right.
And that'll be out number one here in the top of the third. The one we always call Big Poppy, Cameron Hall, great kid, comes to the plate. We know his family so well. Cameron is going to be headed to Western Carolina, not for baseball. Plans on being a physical therapist. First pitch is a curveball, and he hits it weakly off to the right. It is not going to stay in the ballpark. Or did it? He did. Yeah, somebody caught it.
I think it was Owen.
Owen got to it. I thought it was going to land in the bullpen. Holy smoke. So, Cameron, bad luck for Cameron there. Again, a great kid. That's all these kids are. Speedy Elijah Hampton to the plate now. Two outs now. Pisgah leading 2-0. Pitch, curveball for a strike. That's just unfair when you can throw it that fast and then turn around and throw a breaking ball like that for a strike. 0-1. Two away, 2-0 Bears. Pitch, fastball at the knee, strike two. Zach in normal form tonight. 0-2 to Elijah Hampton. Pitch, fastball. He put all of it into that one, but it was high.
That was a quick pitch.
One ball, two strikes. Pitch, curveball, hit hard, but foul down the right field line. Left-handed batter, Elijah Hampton, absolutely pulled that curveball hard. So one ball, two strikes. Two outs, and nobody on after a nice play in foul territory by Owen Rigsby to get the second out of the inning. Zach, wind up, pitch, fastball, struck him out looking. That'll do it for Tuscola in the top half of the third inning. This one's going in a hurry tonight so far.
Six for Zach.
I'm telling you, it's going to be an arms race. You folks, remember to stay tuned. At the end of tonight's game, we'll bring you the A1 Storage Player of the Game Award. You know, it's time for spring cleaning. And if you've got storage problems, A1 Storage has 13 convenient locations serving Haywood, Jackson, and Macon counties. And you can keep all the stuff you love at A1 Storage, where your stuff is our business. We are live here in Canton in the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Pisgah off to a good start. Six strikeouts for Zach Wester. A monster shot home run from Boone Carver, with Braden Surratt on the base after a solid single. 2-0 Bears lead as we head to the bottom of the third. Doesn't feel like it did in Waynesville on Tuesday, but I can't remember. I want to say I can't remember what inning the big inning was for Pisgah. It was nothing to nothing for
a while.
Yeah. A little bit, and then all of a sudden, as the Tuscola pitcher tired, they started getting to him, and he walked a few, and then we had two home runs. No, I'm sorry, just the one from Landon.
In RPI, the Bears are third
in
the West.
In the West, in the entire West of the state.
Yeah.
They don't give up a lot of runs, man. We're still undefeated in conference play. I don't want to say much and jinx it, but I used to not believe in that kind of stuff, but my wife is the worst baseball superstitious person I've ever met, and it's starting to rub off.
Number four, Maddox Wright.
Top of the lineup for the Bears. Top of the lineup in the bottom of the third. 2-0 Pisgah. Mason Harrell continues on the mound, of course, for Tuscola. Curveball just misses.
High
and might have been a little outside to the left-handed batter. Maddox Wright, who's due for 1-2. He's been hitting the ball well. Hit the ball well. He's beat out some stuff. It's been really good. There's a hard swing, but foul. And it hit a AMC Gremlin, I believe, this time, Jack.
Yep.
And all four wheels fell off. So one ball, one strike to Maddox Wright, the leadoff hitting Maddox Wright, left-hander. That one's swinging a miss as he threw it down into the ground, and Maddox couldn't hold up. The Pisgah shortstop tonight. Played second base at Smokey the other night as Braden Surrett pitched. One ball, two strikes. Oh, that's a good shot right over the outstretched glove of the second baseman. So a leadoff single for Maddox Wright, bringing Braden Surrett to the plate with nobody out.
Sack bunt
time.
Surrett.
He will do that. He's so good at it. He's not the speediest guy on the team, but he's good at placing the ball. I've never seen a kid happier to making that out in my life, which makes me very happy. That's team baseball. Braden Surrett, a senior, headed to NC State in July to be a part of the football program. But he's all about there. He squares to bunt. They charge in. He slashes. Takes a pitch high. He was doing the old show bunt, pull it back and take a swing, but he was able to hold the swing as the pitch was up and out of the zone. One ball, no strikes. Nobody out, one on. Pisgah leading 2-0 here in the bottom of the third in a quick-moving game so far. Maddox with a little lead off of... Oh, takes a strike on the outside corner. Curveball and a good one. Count even at 1-1. Coach Shepard calls out the numbers. The boys check their cards. I don't know how they keep up with that. Is it a sliding scale? I have no idea. Even count, 1-1. Nobody out. Maddox right on first. There's a shot. Dribbler back to. Oh, can he get Braden at first? He got him. But he moved the runner to second. Good play by the shortstop, Landry Webb. Thought about going to second, but Maddox really moving. So the runner moved over into scoring position with one out. Isaiah Mintz to the plate now. Center fielder. He's made two good plays already in the outfield tonight.
He struck out in the first inning.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened. I don't know what happened on that pitch. Regardless, first pitch is that curveball that drops in for a strike. That's such a good pitch. He throws it differently than Zach. Zach will throw it in the zone and it drops to the ground. Mason throws it high and it drops into the zone. 0-1, one out and runner on second. Pisgah with a 2-0 lead. Like to get more here, swinging a miss. Isaiah Mintz takes a swarp at it.
Another curveball, I think.
Yep, he's got a good curve. You can see why he got some, you know, community college offers and such like that. He's ahead 0-2 of Isaiah Mintz right now. Maddox with a good lead off second. Pitch, fastball outside, misses. One ball, two strikes.
Boone Carver on the on-deck circle.
Yeah, barring a double play.
Well.
It might give him another chance to be hard to get a double play at this point unless it's a line drive and then back to the bag, which we had one of those the other night. 1-2 pitch. That one's hammered.
Oh, it's hammered.
Into the gap. No.
He got it.
But Maddox is able to tag up, and he makes it to third. Boy, that ball was tanked, by Isaiah Mintz all the way to the base of the wall. But the right fielder, Eli Freeman, with a nice play. I thought it was going to get over his head. So two outs now, runner on third, 2-0, Pisgah. And Boone Carver with a monster home run in the first. Now with a chance to do more damage. They play him straight away. You don't know what he's going to do. Good velocity on Mason Harrell's fastball, so they just play him straight away. First pitch is a curveball, and there it is. Strike one. Landing that pitch very well. Two outs. Maddox right on third. Boone Carver at the plate. 0-1 pitch. I think another breaking ball that landed outside. 1-1 the count. Pitch. Called strike. It looked a little high. And either Boone didn't agree with the call or he was mad at himself. He tapped his chest. So 1-2 now. Mason Harrell slightly ahead of the catcher. I'm sure he'd like to strike him out after that monster shot. 1-2, curveball. It hit him.
Yeah.
It was just a slow, big slow curve. But it got him. Landon Wright to the plate. Again with Landon with also with home runs in consecutive games this week. Pisgah trying to add something on. Runners on the corners with two outs, leading 2-0 in the bottom of the third. Taking his time now from the stretch. Curveball, guess what? Strike one. Sun setting, lights up. Beautiful night here for baseball. 0-1 now to Landon Wright. Third base tonight. Pitched beautifully Tuesday night against Tuscola. Struck out 11 and hit a home run. Coach Shepard having a little conversation with the field umpire. I don't know what that's about unless he's saying he's seeing something in Mason's delivery. There's a pitch that's down and a stolen base for Boone Carver. Of course, catcher gave him a look, but with a runner on third. Maddox Wright caused chaos on the base pads in Smoky Mountain. That's how the unearned run in the first inning happened. He probably shouldn't have went, and he did, and they threw it hard trying to catch him at the plate and blew it up. Man, there's a tee-off shot, but high. Left fielder coming in fast, makes the play. Looked a little iffy there for a minute, but he settled in and made the play. That'll do it for Pisgah. They lead two on, but they maintain the 2-0 lead over Tuscola. You're listening to Pisgah Baseball on WPTL Radio and WPTLRadio.net.
Need a driveway that looks great and lasts for years? Call Custom Paving in Waynesville. From brand new asphalt driveways to resurfacing and patching, Custom Paving delivers smooth, durable results you can count on. Whether it's your home or business, their experienced crew gets the job done right the first time. Spring is the perfect time to upgrade your driveway or parking lot, so don't wait. Call Custom Paving today at 456-PAVE for your free estimate. 456-PAVE. Custom Paving. Quality you can drive on. John Anderson here, your host for Good Morning Haywood on WPTL. And we're announcing open lines all the time, not just at the flea market from 6 a.m. until 9:30. We're going to open those phone lines and see what's going on with you out in Haywood County. So call in and join us. And then we have all your regular features, too, like Johns Hopkins Medical Minute, the Farm Report, and the flea market at 8:30. Remember, open lines all the time. 648-3576, 3577. Good Morning Haywood. Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. on WPTL.
You're listening to Pisgah Spring Sports here on WPTL.
Pisgah Baseball back on the air from the Charles Wells Complex here in Canton and the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, where Pisgah's enjoying a 2-0 lead over arch rival Tuscola. Zach Wester on the mound. And Mason Harrell also pitching well for Tuscola. I mean, he's given up a few hits and one big one, but that's the difference in the game so far. We're brought to you tonight by Vestas Uniforms, Ken Wilson, Canton Insurances, A1 Storage, Champion Credit Union, Forga Contracting, again, Stevenson's Pest Control, WPTL, Custom Paving, Papertown Roots Radio, and all base hits and home runs tonight sponsored by Custom Paving.
Top of the order for Mason Harrell, then Ian Omsler and Sean Gilliland.
Yep. Pitcher Mason Harrell, how many strikeouts does he have now? He's pitching beautifully, too.
Five.
Zach Wester with six, Mason with five. Zach back on the mound. Curveball misses just a little bit outside. Right-handed batting. Mason Harrell, senior from Tuscola, facing the junior pitcher from Pisgah. One ball. No strikes. Pitch. Fastball on the outside edge at the knees. Strike one.
Stay right.
Just so dadgum good with his location. I almost feel sometimes if he throws the ball he meant to. As is the case sometimes. One ball, one strike. Here's a pitch. Fastball misses outside that time. 2-1 now. Pitch, curveball, fouled right back over our heads. So two balls, two strikes now. Nobody on, nobody out as we just underway in the top of the fourth in one of the quickest games we've had all year. You got pitching like this, it makes sense. 2-2. Zach kicks, fires in the dirt with a fastball. I mean a fastball. It went right under the mitt of Boone Carver. So count full now. Pitcher versus pitcher. See what happens. Wind up. Pitch. Curveball. Walked him. First walk of the night for Zach Wester. It's a good pitch. He held up his swing, did Mason Harrell, so I believe that's first base runner tonight for Tuscola. Ian Omsler to the plate now. Center fielder. Also a good pitcher for the Mountaineers. Senior. So nobody out and one on here. Pisgah leading 2-0 in the top half of the fourth. Pitch. Curveball for a strike. 0-1 now. Harrell has decent speed. Boone Carver, he absolutely mowed down everybody he's faced this week that tried. There's a throwback to first. Mason in safely. I bet Owen Rigsby hates that. When Zach Wester turns and fires that ball to first base, it's coming at 90 miles an hour. 0-1. There's, he shows bunt, pulls back. 1-1 now. Showed bunt, pulled back, and the ball was outside. Snap throw to first from Boone Carver, and Mason Harrell dove back in safely. You've got to have your head on the swivel playing first. Zach and Boone out there. 1-1. Pitch missed outside again. They seem to try this a lot when there's a runner that's a kind of a threat to steal. They'll pitch. It's not exactly a pitch out, but they'll throw it on the outside edge, try to catch something going on, give Boone a good throwing lane. 2-1 now. Two balls, one strike. Nobody out and one on. Pisgah leading 2-0. Zach from the stretch. Curveball, foul. Off to the right side. So now 2-2. Ian Omsler. Been a quality player in Waynesville for many years now. 2-2. Is the count. The pitch from the stretch out is in the dirt. Full count now. Again, nobody out. The first base runner of the night on here in the top of the fourth for Tuscola. We'd like to get him here because the Tuscola dugout starting to get a little vocal. You don't want to give them any momentum. They're a good team. Pitch over to, or throw over to first. Nothing doing there as Harrell's back in. Tell the sun is set now because some of the dads I see them putting their hoodies on. Full count. pitch. There's that curveball towards third. Landon Wright with it. On to first to Braden. Double play. Beautiful job. Mason Harrell stops and talks to Braden. Beautiful play to turn two and empty the base pads. Mason and Braden talk for a second at first. Great job turning a double play. 5-4-3, I believe you'd score that, Jack.
Yep.
So quickly, two outs. Sean Gilliland, number three hitter, first baseman, takes one into right field. Jackson Lehman settles in, can of corn. That'll do it for the Mountaineers in the fourth inning. And the walk is erased by a fine double play by the Bears.
12 outs.
Yeah, yeah.
Against Tuscola.
Yeah. Just the one walk.
Yeah, but I'm saying.
Yeah, I know. Don't say it out loud. Hey, we're brought to you tonight by First Citizens Bank. We'll remind you, they are a full-service bank for any and all banking needs you might have. Open a personal or small business account today with one of their convenient locations, either in Canton, Waynesville, or Hazelwood. First Citizens Bank, helping families and small businesses for over
127 years.
Dadgum long time. Appreciate them and all our sponsors tonight.
So up to bat for the Bears is going to be Zane Wilson, followed by Zach Wester, and then the first baseman, Owen Rigsby.
Owen with a good hit tonight. 6, 7, and 8 batters coming up for the Bears. Again, a beautiful night here in Canton for a spring baseball game, 69 degrees. Harrell remains on the mound, and why not? He's doing a good job. Pisgah leads 2-0 as we head to the bottom of the fourth. As they complete their warm-up throws and pitches. And Zane Wilson, left fielder, will lead off.
Leading off for the Bears.
In the home half of the fourth.
Zane flew out to the left fielder in the second inning.
Right. He's been hitting the ball extremely well, basically all year long. He leads off for the Bears with a 2-0 lead. First pitch. He threw the curveball, but he missed high that time. I think Zane was looking for it. That curveball he starts most of the hitters off with, but he missed high that time. So one ball, no strikes. Nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth. Pitch. Fastball hits him on the arm. Now you heard it. Oh, it hurt, too. He is headed to first, but you can tell he's hurting. They may have to stop for a moment.
Now up.
I thought it hit him on
pitcher,
that
number five.
That pad they all wear. Hopefully, Zane will be okay and be able to stay in the game. They may. Harold Shepard calls timeout and heads across the diamond to check on Zane as he started first. A trainer out to attend to the lead. The game goes on. 0-2 now to Zach Wester. There's a foul ball down to Harrell Shepard.
Only fumbled it.
He fumbled it. That is a bad omen. He's laughing. A rare smile from...
Come on, coach!
Count remains 0-2 to Zach Wester. One on. Nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth. Pisgah 2-0 over Tuscola. There's a snap throw to first. Close play, but safe. Woo! That was just hateful, Mason, after hitting him.
Yeah.
Folks still checking on the lady down here. She appears to be okay, though. People scattered like quail, but she just tried to cover her head. Now she's smiling. There's a seriously bad swing from Zach Wester. And now a run down. He's safe at second. Zach made a very weak swing. I don't think he was expecting the pitch. And in the meantime... Zane stole second.
Yes. Yep.
Owen Rigsby to the plate now. One out and a runner on second with a chance to drive one in.
He had a single in the second inning.
Yeah, he's been hitting the ball so well lately. That just sounds so much better. And playing well at first base. He's pitched for Pisgah. He played third base a lot last year. First pitch from the stretch bounces, hits Jonas, the catcher for Tuscola, and the chest protector, Jonas Jones. 2-0 Pisgah. We're in the bottom of the fourth. And a good pitcher's duel tonight. We'll total up strikeouts here in a minute. But one out, and Zane taking the lead off second. Pitch, chopper to third. Across to first. He's trying to get to third and will. So now two outs and a runner on third as Zane took it. Nice play by the August Fama at third. Looked him back a bit towards second. Threw a good shot across to the Sean Gilliland at first. But Zane, with good speed, able to get to third under the throw. So two outs now. Jackson Lehman comes to the plate. Pisgah right fielder. Two away. A runner on third. First pitch. Boy, I thought he was going to swing. He cocked and loaded there, but he didn't let it go, and the ball was outside. One ball, no strikes. Pisgah again. 2-0 over Tuscola. Bottom of the fourth, but two outs. Runner on third. Mason Harrell. Pitch outside and in the dirt. Catcher gives Zane Wilson a look and makes him retreat to third. Not a hint of a breeze here tonight, but it's pleasant. Two balls, no strikes, two outs. There's a curveball, that curveball that he's been throwing so much, but again misses high with it. 3-0 now. I do not believe he'll have the green light with a runner on third and 3-0, but we'll see. That's why you do stuff like that. Pitch. Four-pitch walk.
Yep.
So now runners on the corners. Fastball, but it was high.
Top of the order to Maddox Wright.
Now coming to the plate for the Bears. Number four, Maddox Wright.
Maddox struck out in the first inning and had a single in the third inning.
Maddox been doing so well since moving to that leadoff spot. His speed, if he gets on base, he puts a lot of pressure on him. On the defense. So now runners on the corners with two outs. Left-handed batter, they shade him that way just a bit. Runner goes, swing and a miss. Throw back to third, but he's in there safely. The runner safe at second. So now second and third.
Two outs.
Two outs. And an 0-1 count on Maddox Wright. Pisgah again leads 2-0. Two outs now and runners to second. Third. Maddox swings at that one and misses. So now 0-2. See what he can do here. Mason Harrell taking his time on the mound. Now he's got what he wants. Wind up. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Maddox swung over. And that'll do it. For the fourth innings, Pisgah strand a couple, but they hang on to that 2-0 lead over Tuscola. You're listening to Pisgah Baseball on WPTL Radio and WPTLRadio.net.
Mike's Heating and Cooling has been serving Western North Carolina for 30 years. Mike's can take care of all your heating, cooling, and air quality needs. Call Mike's today to schedule a spring tune-up. Mention this ad and receive $10 off your service call. Visit us online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or give us a call at 828-665-4343. That's 828-665-4343. Mike's Heating and Cooling.
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow.
Let's go back to the Stevenson's Pest Control Press Box. It's Pisgah Black Bear Spring Sports.
Back live in the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box tonight here in Canton as Pisgah maintains a 2-0 lead over Tuscola. As we will begin the top of the fifth. Reminds you, I'll be out here. Well, I won't be out here, but I'll be in the station every Monday and Wednesday night for Papertown Roots Radio, 7 to 10 p.m., 47,000 people every Monday and Wednesday night around the world listening to great bluegrass, classic country, and gospel music, all kinds of stuff. I hope you'll join us. We have a big old time. Papertown Roots Radio. All right, we're back at it.
August Fama.
Fama. First pitch is that curveball for a strike from Zach Wester.
Followed by Eli Freeman and Landry Webb.
August Fama, good player at third. Fastball misses outside. I was listening to one of their broadcasts this year, and he hit one out for somebody. And I said, little Augie Fama. They call him Augie in Waynesville. And he's not little anymore. I owe him an apology. 1-1. Fastball. This one hit high but foul off to the right and out of play. The lady that was hit by a foul ball right here off the first base side in her camp chair seems to be fine now.
Probably got a pump knock.
Yeah, yeah. I know it hurt, man.
Yeah.
She gets a free snow cone at the concession stand. A 1-2 pitch to the leadoff. Swing and a miss. Tipped into the glove of Boone Carver. And another strikeout for Zach Wester. One out. Here in the top half of the fifth, Eli Freeman to the plate. Eli Freeman comes in to face Zach Wester with one away. 2-0 Pisgah. Curveball, he could not hold up. That was a good one. Good pitch from Zach. 0-1 now and one out. Nobody on. Pitch. Curveball again in there for a strike. So now Eli Freeman fussing at himself. That was a good curveball, though. 0-2 now to the Tuscola right fielder. Fine ball player. Pitch. There's a fastball. Misses outside. He dialed that one up a little bit.
He did.
One ball, two strikes. And one away. 2-0 Pisgah. Zach, 1-2 pitch. Curveball again. That one's.
Hit a line drive.
Eli hit a line drive, but right into the glove of Zach. I don't even think he moved it. He got. That's the best hit ball for Tuscola tonight, but right into the glove of Zach Wester. That's paying Tuscola back. Braden hit one like that on Tuesday night. Braden Surratt hit a rocket, and Ian Onsler caught it before he knew he had it. Landry Webb, shortstop, now up to the plate. Swings and misses. Tries to hold up, but cannot on that curveball. So strike one. 0-1. Two outs now. Pisgah leads 2-0. Top of the fifth. Pitch in the dirt. Boone Carver was in the split and has to hop up and go retrieve that one. One ball, one strike. Two outs now after that miraculous line drive catch from Zach Wester, doing it all tonight. He just needs a hit to complete it all. 1-1 pitch. There's a curve ball. It lands for a strike. So now one ball, two strikes. Trying to get his second strike out of this inning. He might get all three outs, which we've seen him do multiple times. 1-2 pitch on the way. Swing and miss. He got him. That'll do it for the Mountaineers. No runs, a near hit. Nobody left on. Oh, my goodness. Zach Wester. How many strikeouts now?
Eight. Two in each inning.
That's awesome. Hey, let me remind you, for a spring insurance checkup, you need to call Michelle Baxley or one of her great staff at Canton Insurance Services. You can call them at 648-6550 for all personal or business insurance needs. Get you a spring checkup with Canton Insurance Services. And I'll remind you, at the end of tonight's game, we will be presenting the A1 Storage Player of the Game. A shout out to our buddy Mike Lovelace, all the folks at A1 Storage. They've been sponsoring the Player of the Game for some time now. And when you think about A1 Storage, if it's time for spring cleaning, you got to think about, do I have storage for all this stuff? Well, they have 13 convenient locations. They serve Haywood, Jackson, and Macon counties, and you can keep all that stuff at A1 Storage, where your stuff is our business. Harold back on the mound and really pitched a good game tonight, other than the I mean, he gave up that one bomb that Boone Carver hit. Pisgah's had multiple base runners, but he's been able to get out of it for the most part after that home run.
Up to bats, Braden Surratt, Isaiah Mintz, and Boone Carver.
Braden Surratt up. He's one for one tonight, but he did move a runner over on the ground out. They weren't unable to push him across, but he had a good hit in the first inning. Comes to the plate against some old friends here.
Now for the plate players. Number 10, Braden Surratt.
Braden with a single and a run.
Mm-hmm.
Grounded to shortstop.
So he settles in to lead off the bottom of the fifth inning here. Mason Harrell fires. There's a strike on the outside corner. Not a curveball, but not a fastball. Some sort of a changeup apparatus there. But it caught the corner. Strike one. 0-1 now to Braden Surratt leading off the inning. 2-0 Pisgah with the lead at this point. Fastball hammered right at the shortstop. Hit it right on the screws, but nailed it. I mean, he didn't move. He hit it hard, but right to the shortstop for Tuscola.
That was Landry Webb.
Yeah, Landry, who at one time in middle school was the smallest kid, but by so far they carried, the rest of the team carried him around on their shoulders. Made a fine play there. He didn't have to move a foot, but he got it. Isaiah Mintz, curveball, misses on the outside side of the plate to the right-handed batter. Pisgah with only one lefty, that being Maddox Wright. So one ball, no strikes, and one out. Curveball, that one catches the corner. Good pitch there from Mason Harrell.
Isaiah struck out in the first inning and flew to right in the third inning.
Yeah, he drove one all the way to the wall, but Eli Freeman able to track it down for the Mountaineers. Pitch. That's a hard hit ball, but, oh, misplayed. Misplayed at third. He will not have a play on the speedy Isaiah Mintz. Hit just hard enough and skipped just enough that Fama couldn't do anything with it. So now one on, one out for Boone Carver, trying to add to the two-run lead that he gave the Bears in the first inning. Been quiet. Everything's been quiet since then. So Isaiah Mintz, what do you call that one, buddy? You calling that E5 or you calling that a...
E5.
E5.
Yeah.
Jack's not forgiving at the old score.
Nope.
Yeah, he should have got him. Had a lot of spin on it, I'll say that. Boone Carver steps in. First pitch, Isaiah's down there, a high throw. He is safe as he steals second. Good throw by Jonas Jones, but it was, I mean, as far as the timing of it, but it was a little high and pulled a fielder off the bag at second as far as he had to jump way up in the air to keep it from going to center. So now we got one out and a runner in scoring position at second. Isaiah Mintz and Boone Carver at the plate. 1-0 count. Boone pulls one foul right past Coach Harold Shepard at third. So 1-1 now. One and one to count. Again, Pisgah with a 2-0 lead here in Canton over Tuscola. 1-1 count to the catcher, Boone Carver, with a big home run tonight to give the Bears the lead. Now Isaiah doing the leadoff dance. Boone Carver able to hold up on that curveball, so the count now 2-1. Curveball missed low. Isaiah, the boys in the dugout give them some kind of rhythm there, and they do this dance off second base to hopefully annoy the pitcher. There's a shot from Boone, but too high. Set the shortstop going out and makes the play. Left fielder coming in, but the shortstop called him off. And that's another good play by Landry Webb at short. So now two outs. You hate to strand another scoring position runner. Landry Wright with a good walk-up song. Made a beautiful shot to start a double play a couple of innings ago. Pitch. Pull foul by Harold Shepard again. He throws that curveball.
Wobbly knees.
Wobbly knees up there. It's going around these days. Yeah, he didn't look all that athletic out there at that point. So 0-1 count, two outs and a runner on second for Landon Wright, who's already hit two home runs this week. Would love another. Now, Isaiah does mess with the pitcher enough to where he steps off the mound, and Isaiah heads back towards second, now taking the lead again. Two outs now from the stretch. That one goes in dirt. Isaiah will take third. It bounced and hit the catcher, Jonas Jones, right in the face mask. So another stolen base for the Bears. What a great crowd tonight. Biggest crowd of the year so far. Landon Wright, again, with home runs and back-to-back games this week. At the plate with a 1-1, with a 1-1 count, but two outs. Pitch, swing and a miss over the top of that curveball. That was a good one there. Started in the strike zone and dove south. So he swung right over the top of it.
South, west, east.
No, that was straight down. If I'm looking at a map, I always think down is south.
Okay.
That's why they say down south. 1-2 now on Landon. See if he throws another. He struck him out, that curveball.
Yep. Good
and
strikeout.
He knew it was an excellent pitch. So that'll do it for the Bears as they strand another runner in scoring position. You hope that doesn't come back to haunt. And the score remains 2-0. Pisgah over Tuscola in the second game of the week. And that'll do it for this inning. We'll be right back. You're listening to Pisgah Baseball on WPTL Radio and WPTLRadio.net.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high-quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Black Bear Spring Sports on WPTL Canton.
Back here in Canton, Pisgah leads Tuscola 2-0, looking to complete a big sweep again today. They lead 2-0 over the Mountaineer Varsity Baseball. We're in the Stevenson Pest Control press box. Tim Surratt, Jack Webb alongside, and Jack Cuat back at the station. And we are ready to go.
Up to bat for the Mountaineers is Jonas Jones, Cameron Hall, and Elijah Hampton.
So catcher Jonas Jones comes to the plate tonight. As we continue, I'm dubbing this one the arms race. Write that down, because both arms tonight really pitching well. Zach Wester back on the mound to start the sixth. First pitch is a breaking ball, and he was able to hold his swing. So one ball, no strikes. Cameron Hall on deck. Next pitch is a curveball that misses outside. Ooh. That's just missed.
Wow.
Zach was looking for that one. 2-0 now. Two balls, no strikes. Let's see what he gives him this time. Oh, he knew the fastball was coming. Now 2-1. He fouled it off to the right side over our heads. Two balls and a strike. Pisgah leads 2-0, top of the sixth. And again, Jonas Jones leading off for the Mountaineers. That one's in the dirt. Ball three. Only one walk tonight. And I believe that was that the only base runner?
Correct.
Wow. 3-1. Nobody out. There's a curveball hit into center field. Isaiah coming on in a jog, makes the play. One away now. Cameron Hall, designated hitter. And again, I like talking about this stuff because there's historically all this supposed animosity between Pisgah and Tuscola. growing up, this is one of my son who's the second baseman for Pisgah. This is one of my son's lifelong best friends. They still get together and play video games on the internet and stuff. But he's pulling against him tonight as he steps in against Zach. First pitch curveball, Strike. Oh, one pitch, fastball, misses. Ooh. High. That had some heat on it.
Close.
Yeah, it was close, too. Cameron turned around and looked at the umpire just to make sure. 1-1. Fastball, fouled right back at us. 0-2. Cameron Hall has been hitting the ball pretty well for the Mountaineers as the DH this year. 2-0, Pisgah leads Tuscola. In the top of the sixth, one out. Oh, there's a deadly strikeout.
Yep.
Cameron just took the curveball and then just turned around and walked to the dugout. That'll bring up
non-strikeouts.
Nine. Good gracious. Elijah Hampton comes up to the plate now. He is a center fielder for the Mountaineers. With two outs now, nobody on, and Pisgah with that 2-0. Lead. Zach Wester having his normal great game. Kicks, fires, misses up high with a curveball. One ball, no strikes. And we are in the top of the sixth inning here in Canton. Wind up. Pitch, fastball, swing and a miss. Still got good velocity this late in the game. One and one. Two outs now. There's a fastball right down Park Street. Right down the middle of the plate. One ball, two strikes to Elijah Hampton. I keep saying that because I've heard him called Eli all of his life. Elijah Hampton. One ball, two strikes, fastball swing and a miss. And that'll do it for Tuscola. 10 strikeouts. Is that
10
right?
Strikeouts.
Or 11. I can't remember now. 10 strikeouts for Zach Wester. As Pisgah maintains the 2-0 lead. Thank our sponsor, Forga Contracting, tonight, sponsoring our keys to the game. And Jack and I talked about before first pitch. Jack said his key to the game, Zach Wester.
Yeah, pitching tonight.
And doing what he's doing.
Correct.
And the mark of a truly special pitcher is when every team that you play knows they've seen him. This is his third year pitching for Pisgah. He was all conference as a freshman.
Yeah.
And they've seen it, but a great pitcher, it don't mean you can do anything with it. He changes speeds, he changes location. It's just ridiculous. And hats off to Mason Harrells, who pitched a good game tonight as well, only giving up the two runs. And that back in the first inning, single by Braden Surratt and a home run from Boone Carver. Since then, he's kept the Bears off the board.
So up to bat for the Bears is going to be Zane Wilson, Zach Wester, and Owen Rigsby.
Hey, we're brought to you tonight by Ken Wilson, Bestest Uniforms, Canton Insurances, A1 Storage, Champion Credit Union, Forga Contracting, Stevenson's Pest Control, WPTL, Custom Paving, and Paper Town Roots Radio. So Zane Wilson, as Jack said, leading off for the Bears, got on base the last time, got all the way to third, and got stranded there, as I recall.
Well, I guess it's Owen instead of Zane.
No, it's number 9. That's Zane, isn't it? Yeah, Zane's up first.
Okay.
Then right. Zach, and then Owen. You're right.
All right. Yep.
Zane Wilson, kin to a lot of folks we know or relatives.
It's
some of the Holloways.
Yeah, Holloways.
Oh, takes a strike there. Beautiful curveball by Mason Harrell. Zane ducked like it was coming at him and broke right over the plate. 0-1 now. 2-0 Pisgah. Another curveball hammered right at Shepherd. Again at third base, Coach Harold Shepherd in the coach's box at third. They've hit a bunch at him tonight on the end of the bat on that curveball.
I don't know why they do those boxes. They don't stay in them.
No. They should put up electric fence if they want it to be effective.
That's right.
0-2 now on Zane. That one's in the dirt. It hits the catcher, hits the umpire, goes to the backstop, and then the on-deck circle. So one ball, two strikes now as we are underway in the bottom half of the sixth inning. On a beautiful night in Canton, a little nice breeze picking up now. Zane at the plate with a 1-2 count. Harrell, wind up. Pitch just stays alive, tips it foul. Count remains 1-2. Nobody on, nobody out. And again, 2-0. One ball, two strikes. Harrell taking a long time on this one. Zane stays in there. 1-2 pitch. Oh, he's able to check his swing as the ball broke out of the zone. Now the count even 2-2. What an incredible night. Perfect night for a ball game. Twos all over the board. 2-2 and 2-0 Pisgah. There's another pitch in the dirt with that breaking ball. He's trying to guide that one and get the strikeout. Count goes full. Full count now. Mason Harrell throws to Zane Wilson. Fastball hit towards the second baseman. He's up with it and makes the play. Nice grab by, I believe that's Bryson Matthews up there at second. Zach Wester with a great game on the mound going tonight. Steps up looking to help his own cause. Just crushes, but it's a foul ball if it gets out. Everybody convening and they cannot get there. It was in the foul territory. Man, Eli Freeman and Bryson Matthews, second baseman, running for all they had. Zach Wester had already made the turn and was halfway to second. He and Mason Harrell share a smile on the pitcher's mound. That was a mile high off to the right, and I was hoping it would get out. Fortunately, was just far enough into foul territory that they could not make a play on it. Just a long strike. 0-1 now. One away here. Bottom of the sixth. Takes a swing and a miss at that curveball. Mason with just a really good curveball for him. 0-2. Curveball got him. Swung over the top of it for the second time tonight. Zach goes down on strikes. Shaking his head and smiles. Third time tonight. He's strikeouts all over the place. Throwing them, taking them. Two outs now. Owen Rigsby, who's had a good night at the plate. And a good couple of 3 weeks at the plate. And played very well at first, as we said earlier. Pisgah hanging on to that 2-0 lead. Fastball foul off to the right. Big O, a senior. And as our son, Braden, is a senior, we are really feeling these last games, man. 0-1 now, two outs, nobody on. Pitch in the dirt with a fastball. One ball, one strike. One and one, two outs. Pitch, curveball, hit towards third, and through. Base hit for Owen. Is he going to hit for two? Yeah, he's on his way. Let's see if he can get there. No, he cannot.
No, he's safe.
I don't know how. Tuscola people erupt, and I don't know how. Now he's saying out. He changed it. I'll tell you what happened. They looked like he was out by a mile. The field umpire called him safe. The Tuscola second baseman, or was it shortstop, whichever one it was, never moved the tag. And I think Owen's cleat slid right into the glove, and they just sat there. And the umpire ran up and looked and then called him out. So, by all rights, he should have been out in the first place.
Was that 7-6?
I don't know if it was a shortstop that took the throw.
Yeah. Left fielder threw it to the shortstop.
Yeah, left fielder to the shortstop.
Yeah.
There might have been second baseman. I don't know, Jack. I'm sorry. I was just watching it all transpire.
Anyway.
It's a good shot by Owen.
So Harrell has 9 strikeouts.
9 strikeouts for Mason, 11 for Zach at this point?
Correct.
And we're at the top.
No, it's 12 now.
12 for Zach. Are we at the top of the 7th?
We are. Yep.
Wow. So Pisgah, 3 outs away from a win tonight. Zach Wester will remain on the mound going for the complete game.
The boys just ruined it right there.
Why's that?
The complete game.
Yeah, we hope so. Well, anything can happen.
Mason Harrell, Ian
Omsler,
and Gilliland up to bat.
Top of the order for the Mountaineers, Mason Harrell. First pitch, fastball low. Ball one. As we start the top of the 7th inning. 2-0 Pisgah. Zach, here's a curveball hit hard. Base hit from Mason Harrell. Helping his own cause.
I told you.
Yep. You can say it now. I never said that. I don't say it. First hit of the night for Tuscola. So Mason feels good about breaking up the no-hitter. That'll bring Ian Omsler, who is a fine hitter as well. First hit of the night, a single from, and there's a throw back to first. Harrell in on his stomach safely. And a great pitcher game tonight from both pitchers. Pitch. Oh, gosh, that one's high and inside. So one ball, no strikes, runner on, nobody out. 2-0 Bears, trying to get this thing over with. There's a breaking ball high again. 2-0 now to Ian Omsler. He don't want to fool with him. Now Coach Harrell Shepard calls time and heads to the mound. Time on the field. And everything resets. Don't forget, we will be awarding the A1 Storage Player of the Game here in just a little while. Remember, they have 13 locations serving Haywood, Jackson, and Macon counties. A1 Storage, where your stuff is our business. Short meeting at the mound. Coach Shepard heading back to the Bears dugout. So we got one on, nobody out. A 2-0 count to Ian Omsler at the plate. Here we go. One on and nobody out. 2-0 count. Zach, fastball, misses. 3-0. Tuscola dugout getting excited now. Thoughts of another base runner. 3-0. Pitch. Curveball. Ball four. He walks on 4 pitches. That'll bring Sean Gilliland to the plate. Now a 2 on and nobody out. Things getting tight now. Zach trying to make it through. Sean Gilliland, first baseman, to the plate with 2 on. Owen Rigsby creeping in on the grass at first. Zach, there's a bunt, foul. Owen knew it was coming as they were trying to get somebody over. Both runners over, actually. Get both runners in scoring position, but he bunts it foul. Owen talking to Ian Omsler at first, both of them smiling at one another. 0-1 count now. Nobody out and 2 on. Pisgah hanging on to this 2-0 lead. There's a strike as he throws a curveball in the dirt. Gilliland tried to bunt it again and couldn't get it. So 0-2 now. This would be a big out if they could get it. See if he pulls this trigger. Smoky Mountain bunted with two strikes the other night. 0-2. Pitch. Curveball popped up infield, going into foul territory. 0-1 over. Makes the play. A big out right there. One away now, and the runners cannot advance. And that'll bring cleanup hitter August Fama, third baseman, to the plate now. Again, one out and two on. Leadoff hitter Mason Harrell with a single, and then Ian Omsler with a walk. And here we are with one out. Runners at first and second. Pitch. Breaking ball. He holds his swing, so it's in the dirt for one ball, no strikes. 1-0. Runners with short leads. Fastball right down the middle. Strike. One ball, one strike. One out. 2-0 Bears. Top of the seventh. A quick going, a moving game until this inning. Slowed down dramatically. There's a curveball outside and low. So two balls and a strike now. I think Zach's tiring a little bit. Two balls, one strike. One out. Fastball fouled off to the right side. Still got the velocity. Two balls, two strikes, one out and two on. Mason Harrell and Braden Surratt having a good combo out there at second. Takes a short lead. 2-2 pitch. Swing. He's going to check and see if he went. No, he says no. Very close, but I don't think he went either.
They will never do that.
Very rarely. So the count remains full now. One out now. And the cleanup hitter at the plate. Pitch. Bases loaded after that walk. And it's getting really interesting now. Harold Shepard not coming out of the dugout at this point. Eli Freeman to the plate. Has a meeting with the coach Shepard of Tuscola before coming to the plate. First trouble of the evening for Zach.
Yeah, single and two walks.
Now, Coach Shepard comes out and gives instructions to Boone Carver. What were you saying there, man?
I said Mountaineers have a single and two walks in this inning.
Yeah. First rough inning for Zach. So Eli Freeman, right fielder, to the plate. Runners in on the corners. Curveball. He can't get the curveball over now. One ball, no strikes. Nowhere to put a base runner now. The base is loaded. And one out. Boy, we need one of those double plays now. Would be awesome. There's a swing and a foul ball. Got the curveball in there that time. 1-1. One out. Runners everywhere. Bases full of Mountaineers. Pisgah hanging on to that 2-0 lead. Top of the seventh. Need two outs here. Pitch. Fastball high. Struggling with his control now. Two balls and a strike. Twelve strikeouts on the night and desperately needs one here. Curveball. Not called a strike. The Pisgah crowd erupts. Might have been a little high, but not much. So now 3-1. Base hit could tie this game. Yeah, the Pisgah crowd did not care for that. The 3-1 pitch from Zach Wester to Eli Freeman from the stretch. Breaking ball for a strike. Eli thought he had walked. Tuscola crowd applauds, thinking he had drawn the walk because he was about to throw his equipment.
That was a strike.
That was a strike with that curveball. So full count now. One out. Bases loaded. Curveball. Base hit. That's a base hit. One run scores. They're going to have to get it. It's going to tie the game. Tie ball game. Tuscola ties the game. Eli Freeman with a single that drives in two runs and puts a runner at the corner now. So a great job by Eli Freeman on a full count pitch. Pisgah still only has one out on the Mountaineers and runners on the corners. Mountaineers could take the lead here with anything else happening. So a nice at bat for Eli Freeman. Landry Webb, shortstop, comes to the plate now. See if they put a bunt on now. Squeeze play here would take the lead if it was successful. Zach Western. Oh my, pickoff attempt at first. Nothing doing there. He's not afraid to throw it. So 2-2 now. Ball game is tied. Pitch. He does bunt, and it's a good one. Squeeze play. Nope, he's safe. Tuscola takes the lead. The ball is thrown away. The inning has come apart for the Bears. Tuscola takes the lead 3-2. They knew the squeeze was coming, but they couldn't make the play. So now Tuscola in the last inning takes the lead, and Pisgah is now up against it. And now Eli Freeman at third. Boone Carver goes out to talk to Zach Wester. Just a perfectly executed squeeze play. Zach tried to flip it to Boone out of his glove, flipped it high, and it was not really close. 3-2 now, Tuscola leads. And Zach remaining on the mound. Runners now on the corners again, first and third. One out. Tuscola leads 3-2. They've clawed their way back in as Smokey did the other night. First pitch is bunted foul, straight back a mile. They tried the same play. Eli Freeman, who got the thing, got it rolling for Tuscola, is at third. Landry Webb, with a nice bunt, is on first. Now the catcher, Jonas Jones, at the plate. Still only one out. Jones calls time and backs out. And a great inning for the Mountaineers. You got to take your hat off. They put up three. There's another bunt. Pulls it back. And as Boone shows the throw to third, but nobody covering third. Just deked it. But the runner's now at second. Takes away the double play opportunity. Second, third, one out. Tuscola up 3-2 now. Infield in. That one gets away. All the way to the backstop. That's going to be a run. It hung up in the net. 4-2 Tuscola. 4-2 Tuscola. And now Harrell comes to the mound, but I fear too late. Barring a big comeback now, which we've seen them do. See who they bring in. So huddle up on the mound now. Let's see who they're going to bring in to pitch. I think Zach just gave out, man. Just gave out. Lost control. That pitch was in the dirt all the way to the backstop. Hung up in the net, and there was no way for Boone to even get to it. So Pisgah now trails Tuscola 4-2 in the seventh. What a dadgum ball game. Hey, we're brought to you tonight this great ball game by Ken Wilson, Bestest Uniform, Canton Insurances, A1 Storage, Mike's Heating and Air, WPTL, Forga Contracting, Champion Credit Union, and Custom Paving.
Zach still's out there.
Good grief. I don't know how many pitches Zach has thrown. Now who's up?
Cameron Hall, I think.
No, it's still Jonas Jones. Jonas 1-2 Jones. Count. There's a foul ball pulled down the left field side. Tuscola with a four-run inning to take the lead by two. Runner still at third, and we still in one out. This seventh inning's been on for about 2 hours now, it seems like. One ball, two strikes. Fastball, swing and miss. Strikeout. Whew. Now Cameron Hall comes to the plate with two outs, but a big inning for Tuscola. Zach Wester had 100 pitches. I think so. So Cameron steps in with a man on third and two outs, Tuscola leading 4-2. Zach Wester with a brilliant pitching performance, but just too long. First pitch to Cameron. Curveball swung over and missed. Oh, 1 pitch. Curveball swing and a miss again. 0-2 now on Cameron Hall. Zach Wester trying to get another strikeout, but behind the eight ball now with a 4-2 Tuscola lead. Pitch. Fastball fouled towards the Pisgah dugout. People scamper. Oh and 2 now on the designated hitter, Cameron Hall. 0-2, two away. Runner on third. Curve ball swung and missed. Struck him out. Well, Pisgah. They got work to do. They've got work to do in the bottom of the seventh if they want to stay alive in this one. My goodness, what a game.
Remember, was that another strikeout?
Yeah, it sure was. Let's see if they can pull off the comeback. We've seen them do it before. Goodness gracious. Tonight's base hits and home runs, sponsored by our friends at Custom Paving. Appreciate them being with us this year, this season. Mason Harrell's going to try to go the distance as well for the Tuscola now that he's been staked to a two-run lead. Pisgah trying desperately to stay undefeated in the conference, but they got the work cut out for them. Mason Harrell's thrown two fastballs, and both of them been over the catcher's head, so he may be tired as well. Who's up, buddy?
Jackson Lehman, then Maddox Wright, and Braden Serve.
So 9-1-2. 9-1-2 coming up for the Bears. Mason Harrell trying to pitch a complete game. And you got to hand it to him. The only runs he's given up is the Boone Carver home run. No score
first
since.
First inning, yeah.
He's not given up a run since first inning. So Jackson Lehman will come up. We need base runners.
The Pisgah girls beat the Tuscola softball 15-7.
Pisgah girls, yeah. And the JVs won their game as well. And now the Bears varsity desperately trying to get back into this one after they held a 2-0 lead for the entire game. Mason Harrell against number 9 hitter Jackson Lehman. He shows bunt and pulls back. Fastball high. Every warm-up toss he took that was fastball was high. So we'll see what happens here. One ball, no strikes, nobody out. Tuscola leads 4-2, bottom of the seventh. Shows bunt again. Pulls back. That one's a strike on the inside part of the plate. One ball, one strike. Nobody on, nobody out. Curveball, strike on the outside corner. That's too close to take there. So now one ball, two strikes. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Oh, he got a piece of it. Fouled it back to the screen. Close one there. Count remains 1-2 to Jackson Lehman trying to get it going. Again, Maddox Wright on deck, followed by Braden Surrett. Pisgah needs base runners. There's a fastball, nearly hit him. Two balls, two strikes. Tuscola with a 4-2 lead. Two and two. Pitch. High. Hit him on the helmet. And there's a base runner and a fast one at that. So Maddox Wright comes to the plate. Maddox been a good leadoff hitter all year, and he has home run power if he gets the right pitch.
Maddox Wright.
Jackson Lehman hit by a pitch. Good speed at first. Left-handed batting. Maddox Wright, senior. Pitch. Swing and a miss over the top. It's been the case for Maddox every time tonight. Oh and one. Oh. Missed with a breaking ball high that time. Count even, 1-1. Nobody out and a runner on first. Pisgah down 4-2 in the bottom of the seventh. Jackson Lehman takes the lead. Throw back to first. Close, but he's in safely. Almost caught him leaning there.
He did.
So one ball, one strike again. Nobody out.
Let's go, four. Do a job.
There's a pitch. Swing and a miss. Throw down to second. He's in safely. No, he's safely. So Jackson looks like he hurt himself a bit. Call time, call time, call time. Somebody go check on him. He needs to call time and get a hold of himself a little bit there. Says he's okay. Steals the base, but now Maddox in the hole. One ball, two strikes. Base hit would be wonderful. Braden Surrett on deck already with a base hit tonight and a run scored. 1-2. Swing and a miss. And Maddox is out on strikes. Now Coach Zach Shepard for the Mountaineers comes and takes the ball from Mason Harrell, who's reached his pitch count. And what a great game he's pitched. You got to give it to him. Sean Gilliland looks like first baseman is going to come in and face Braden Surrett, their former teammates on travel ball team. But a great game by Mason Harrell. You've got to give it to him.
Yeah, Harrell had 10 strikeouts.
10 strikeouts. Gave up the two-run, home run to Boone Carver. But other than that, a pretty great night. Sean Gillen comes in. Big, tall, lanky young man. Right-hander. Digs in on the mound, taking his warm-up pitches. Looks like he has decent velocity. Ian Omsler started the game for Tuscola on Tuesday night, the game the Bears won. But they got it. They're up against it now. One out, runner on second. Number two hitter, Braden Surrett, to the plate tonight. 1-for-3, I believe. Had that single in the first inning and then was on base. Boone Carver hit the home run. One out again. After Braden, it will be Isaiah Mintz. Still taking warm-up pitches. Whew. Man, we thought we had that one in the bag, didn't we? One more time, let me call out our sponsors for you. As we get ready to go, Ken Wilson, Festus Uniforms, Canton Insurances, A1 Storage, Champion Credit Union, Forga Contracting, Stevenson's Pest Control, WPTL Custom Paving in Paper Town. Roots Radio. Well, Braden comes to the plate. Braden Surratt with a runner on second and one out. First pitch from Gilliland. Ball, fastball outside. One ball, no strikes. Throws decently hard. Jackson Lehman leads off second. Need another base hit here. It would be fabulous. Pitch, swing, and a miss. Fouled it back. Braden, who will be 18 tomorrow, I got a text message from Colorado saying he needs a home run for his birthday.
I'll take it.
I'd settle for a hit by pitch. One ball, one strike. Gilliland throws a curveball. It gets away. The runner will be on his way to third as he missed outside. Now we got a chance to do something here.
Let's go, 10. Repeat.
Two balls and a strike to Braden Surratt. Sean Gilliland, the relief pitcher, as Mason Harrell reached his pitch limit. Now the big, tall right-hander comes in with a 2-1 count. One out. Pitch, strike. Braden knew it, too. He knew it. Now he's in the hole. Well, it counts even, but, buddy, it makes you feel bad.
Let's go, 10. Compete here. You got it, kid.
He needs a hit here. Called time and the balked. He balked.
Balked.
Oh, balked a run in. Now the Tuscola crowd, a few of them upset. I don't know. The field umpire called the balk. So we're 4-3 now. Now the coach for Tuscola wants an explanation, and the umpire comes in to speak with him, the field umpire. Field umpire. Well, this could get heated, I'm afraid. The home plate umpire starts that way now. We don't need drama tonight. Now he's going to talk to the home plate umpire. Balked in a run. I didn't see that coming. I don't know what he did. So we got timeout. And Braden Surratt just wandering around behind the home plate there, waiting on something to happen. He's in there with a 2-2 count. The run in now, it's 4-3. And a long conversation between the two umpires and Tuscola coach Zach Shepard. But no harm, no foul. No fisticuffs or ejections. So Braden Surratt steps back in. 2-2, one out, 4-3, that one's low. Full count now.
Let's go. Compete,
we need him on the bases, especially with Isaiah Mintz coming up. Get on the base, whatever you need to do. Pitch, full count, swing and foul ball. Braden fired up. He yells, let's go.
Let's go.
I don't know what he's just going about. He's fired up, trying to get on base any way possible. Full count again. Gilliland throws. Curveball, batted foul. Good. He's just trying to get bat on ball to stay alive. Good at bat here from Braden with Isaiah Mintz on deck. Full count, one out. Nobody on now after the balked in run. Braden with a good lengthy at bat here. But we need him on base. Tuscola leads 4-3.
Keep competing, baby. Let's go.
And we do the full count again with one out. Pitch, fastball, hit towards short. He's up with it. Bottled it. He couldn't make the play at first. Braden Surratt is on.
Let's go.
Whew, the Pisgah crowd on their feet. First baseman, what do you call that one, E6 or E3?
Yeah. E6.
It's a low throw, and the young man that's playing first now. Oh, it's Mason Harrell. Couldn't make the play. And it was a close play anyway. Braden trucking it for all he had. So one out and one on now. Braden and his friend Mason. Teammates for many years, travel ball and whatnot. Now rivals for the next little bit. Braden with a decent lead. There's a pitch outside. Ball one. 1-0 the count. Tuscola with a one-run lead. 4-3. One out. Braden Surratt on base. Sean Gilliland on the mound.
Go, 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 go.
Eli Freeman, he will not get there. Braden Surratt on his way to third after a double. Stand-up double for Isaiah Mintz. Braden Surratt on third. It's a great shot down the first baseline. Eli Freeman hustled. Could not get there. It went all the way to the corner. He cut it off, or Braden would have scored. He made a nice play just to cut that ball off. Now they walk Boone Carver intentionally.
Let's go!
Bases loaded. It's a smart play.
It is.
It fires the Bears folks up as they think they're afraid of him. That's not the case. They're looking for a force play.
Yeah.
A double play ends the game. But you got a dangerous hitter now, Landon Wright up. A base hit wins the game.
And error, single,
anything.
Double.
Yep. Braden leads off third. The other runners take their leads as Landon Wright steps in with two home runs this week. First pitch is outside. Do not get silly down there on third. That's my son. I can say that. If Harold gets him out, I'm going to murder him. 1-0 count, one out, bases loaded.
Live on the radio.
Yep. Curveball, swing and a miss. A good curveball. 1-1 now. Landon swung a mile ahead of that one. Gilliland trying to get out of this. Kicks. Fires. Misses low. Just a little bit low. With a curveball. Now two balls and a strike. A walk ties the game. And the bases would remain loaded, but we're not there yet. Gilliland. 3-1. Pressure on now on the defense. Infielders in. 3-1 pitch. 3-2 pitch now. That was a full count with a fastball there. That was a good pitch from Sean Gilliland. Landon Wright now steps back in with a full count. A base hit. Could conceivably win the game. 3-2 pitch. Strike three. Strike three. It was a good pitch. It was a good pitch. Bears down to their last out. Trailing 4-3 in Zane Smith plate. I'm afraid that was a good pitch.
It was.
Caught him looking with a fastball. And now Zach Shepard, Tuscola coach, comes in. That was a good pitch. I hate it, but you can't go up there on a 3-2 and look for a walk. Well, the pitch that close. What a ball game, folks. What a ball game. We're on the short side of it right now and not enjoying that, but outstanding ball game tonight. So the conference on the mound over. Gilliland remains on the mound. Pisgah down to their last out, trailing 4-3, but the bases are loaded. And Zane Smith.
Zane Wilson.
I'm sorry, Zane Wilson. Who's Zane Smith? No idea. Do we have a Smith on this team?
Nope. Wilson.
I'm a little nervous. Zane Wilson. Plenty of room in left field. Braden Surratt leads off. We'd take a wild pitch right now. First pitch, curveball, strike on the inside corner.
Good pitch.
It was a good pitch. They're going to swing the bat. What was that? Pitch. Oh, pop fly. The infield pop. Come on in, Braden. Tuscola wins. So Tuscola upsets Pisgah. What a game. You can't do anything but tip your hat to him. Tuscola beats Pisgah 4-3 after a brilliant pitching from both teams. And you got to call this a little bit of an upset. What a good game. What a good game. What a good game. Well, we'll be back in just a moment to wrap things up and award the player of the game. And we'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to Pisgah Baseball on WPTL Radio and WPTLRadio.net.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Need a driveway that looks great and lasts for years? Call Custom Paving in Waynesville. From brand new asphalt driveways to resurfacing and patching, Custom Paving delivers smooth, durable results you can count on. Whether it's your home or business, their experienced crew gets the job done right the first time. Spring is the perfect time to upgrade your driveway or parking lot, so don't wait. Call Custom Paving today at 456-PAVE for your free estimate. 456-PAVE. Custom Paving. Quality you can drive on.
Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff. On the next Weekend in the Country, we visit April of 1998, when everything was being blamed on El Nino. There was a peace agreement in Northern Ireland, and Mark O'Mara won the Masters. And on the countdown were big hits by Steve Wariner, Clint Black, Jody Messina, Shania Twain, and Faith Hill. We'll have them and more on the next Weekend in the Country.
Weekend in the Country, Saturdays at noon, here on WPTL, brought to you by Haywood Ace Hardware.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Let's get back to the action. It's Pisgah Spring Sports on WPTL Canton.
We're back at the ballpark tonight. Pisgah drops a heartbreaker 4-3 to Tuscola. Tuscola gets revenge for the run rule game of Tuesday night. In a game win by Tuscola, did you have to call a slight upset, even though they only trail Pisgah by a couple of games in the conference? That tonight is Pisgah's first conference loss, and the record now 11-2 on the season. It's time to present tonight's A1 Storage Player of the Game Award, brought to you by A1 Storage. It's time for spring sports and spring cleaning. Do you have storage problems? A1 Storage has 13 convenient locations in Haywood, Jackson, and Macon counties. You can keep all the stuff you love at A1 Storage, where your stuff is our business. Tonight's A1 Storage Player of the Game, Boone Carver. And he could have easily been the player of the game Wednesday night in Smoky Mountain, as he has now homered in consecutive games. And Pisgah with two runs in the first inning off of Boone's home run. So he's having an outstanding, very likely all-conference season as Pisgah's catcher. And tonight's A1 Storage Player of the Game, Boone Carver. Well, that was a tough one, as we had it, seemed like we had it in the bag all the way to the last inning. Give Tuscola credit. They scrapped and fought and put pressure on the defense, caused errors and all kinds of stuff, and just helped wreck a really nice game from Zach Wester, who had a no-hitter going into the seventh inning. But that's baseball, and regardless, Tuscola takes the win here in Canton and evens up the season series. That'll do it for us here for Jack Webb. This is Tim Surratt. Jack Q at back at the station. Thank you for listening. I think our next broadcast for baseball is next Friday night from Hendersonville. So we'll see you there. So long, everybody. Good night.